Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this time of evening prayer. I'm so glad you can be with us. So I wonder how you're feeling right now, thinking about moving to level two, assuming that we do. Are you feeling a sense of liberation and joy and relief, or perhaps something not so joyful? I must admit to feeling some anxiety, some fear about how everything that was normal will suddenly feel not normal, that what used to feel perfectly safe will suddenly feel not safe. And perhaps some of you are struggling with a really huge fear about what the long-term economic impact of this virus will be and what that will mean for your job or the well-being of people you love. Perhaps some of you are feeling a kind of, irrational anger about it all and then struggling with guilt about feeling that way. Well, what we're going to do tonight is gather all of that up, all the good feelings and the bad, and bring them to God, because He is here. He is here in whatever the nitty-gritty of you, the truth of you, is right now. So let us turn to Him. Let us bring ourselves before Him. Etifano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. The writer of Proverbs says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." And we read in the Psalms, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Lord, we, your people, wait for your great mercy. We trust in you. Make straight our paths and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. So the poem I've chosen for tonight is really very new for me. I read it for the first time only last week and fell completely in love with it. I've been falling asleep each night reciting the last two lines over and over. I hope you will love it too. My advice is not to struggle with the meaning, but just let the words wash over you. So the poem I've chosen for tonight is called The One, and it's by Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh. Green, blue, yellow and red, God is down in the swamps and marshes. Sensational as April and almost incredible, the flowering of our catharsis. A humble scene in a backward place where no one important ever looked. The raving flowers looked up in the face of the one and the endless, the mind that has balked the profoundest of mortals. A primrose, a violet, a violent wild iris, but mostly anonymous performers. Yet an important occasion, as the muse at her toilet prepared to inform the local farmers that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful God was breathing his love by a cutaway bog. In some ways, this poem takes us back to a reading we looked at a few weeks ago, a comment of Jesus that God adorns the flowers with beauty, even though most of them will never even be noticed. And how will he therefore feed and clothe us all the more? But I want to focus on something different today. I want to think about where God is in this poem. Yes, he's with the wildflowers, the beautiful wildflowers, but he's also in the rougher, darker places. God is down in the swamps and marshes, says the poet. He's in a humble scene in a backward place. He's breathing his love by a cutaway bog. God is with us when we're young and healthy and full of energy and when we're happy and joyful. But he's also with us when we feel tired or sick or run down or old. He's with us when we're afraid or grieving or angry. Jesus felt angry and fed up, and he wept too. So if anything is bothering you tonight, please take heart. You are not alone. The Lord is with you, the one and the endless. He is breathing his love over you. So let us wait on the Lord and turn to him in prayer. And perhaps we could just take a moment just to tell him how you're feeling today. Tell him as if you were talking to a friend, and then allow a moment to let him minister to your need. We're going to take a minute to do that. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen us for what lies ahead. Teach us to trust you for our needs. Open our eyes and hearts to the new things we need to learn. Lord, we pray, transform us for your service. And so, Lord, we hold before you tonight all the people of the world who are in distress. We pray for doctors and nurses and all medical staff throughout the world, especially those across the world who are struggling to cope with the terrible effects of the virus, those who are struggling to care for the sick. We pray that you will pour your love and energy into them, that they may be equipped for the service of those in need. We pray now for those who are unemployed, and we pray especially for those who do not know how they will care for their families in these difficult times. Lord, we pray for wise policies, empathetic policies by government to assist those who, through no fault of their own, cannot see a way forward. Lord, we hold before you now the homeless, the poor, and the sick and the grieving. Lord, pour out your healing, your comfort. And we pray for those whose needs are known to you alone. Lord, breathe out your love, we pray. Heal our world. And we thank you, Lord, that we are called to your service. It's a wonderful privilege to serve you in this world. And we ask that our prayers may be joined with the prayers of Christians throughout the world and with the prayers of the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. We praise you, we glorify you, and give thanks for your great goodness, your unfailing love. And so now I'd invite you to pray for yourself and for all those we love, for our church family, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And our final prayer tonight is the last verse of an old hymn. Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm. Be there at our sleeping, and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day. My friends, may his peace fill your hearts, now and forevermore. Amen. God bless, my friends. Thank you for your company this evening, and I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow night.